We're learning the laws of Shabbos. We're in Siman Reish Pei Hei, which is entitled Likro HaParsha Shnai Mikra V'Echatargum. That there is a obligation that when it comes to every Shabbos, as we'll see, to actually go through the Torah reading, which will be read on Shabbos. And the Chavar says that Afal Pi She'odam Shemeya Kol HaTorah Kula Shel Kol Shabbos B'Sibor. Every single week, as we know, the Torah reading is recited in shul. Chayiv likros la'atzmo b'chol shvua parshas osa shvua shnai mikra v'echatargum. There's a separate obligation that one is to read two times the parsha as well as one time the targum. And the Mechaber furthermore in Sif Beis tells us that im lamad ha'parsha b'perish rashi chashiv kamo targum. So if a person wants, they can learn the Parsha two times and learn Rashi, and that would suffice the mitzvah of Shnai Mikra V'Echatargum. So in this, the Mishnah Berurah discusses this a little bit further, and he says, if a person, let's say, has a couple weeks off, and say, what, maybe I'll just read the entire Sefer Vayikra and Bamidbar, And this way I won't have to worry about it when I come back. Now that's not according to the obligation of this mitzvah. A person is supposed to do it every single week, just that parsha, so that you're doing it together with everyone else. He quotes the Gemara that says if a person is learning this, does this every week, then you're given the blessing of a long life, a lengthening of days and years. And some people explain that even though you say, well, what do I really need to learn the Chumash once, second time, what's the whole benefit of that? Maybe it's a waste of my time. So Hashem says, don't worry about it. If you dedicate your time to this, then Hashem's going to bless you with more time. Sarach likros beis pamim mikra chutz mamash shomim ashliat tzibor. The Mishnah Berurah says that in addition to the Torah being read, you're supposed to be doing this also on your own two times, even though we'll see that not everyone holds like this. There's certain leniencies, as we'll see maybe next time, that you could read together with the Shliach Tzibor, with the Baal Kore, and at least that would cover one of the two times. Kosov b'shem lechem chamudos, it's brought down, the b'di'evid yosi pamachas b'mash Hashem v'shliach Tzibor, which is, as we just mentioned. V'inyin ha'kriya yesh deos b'zed ben ha'achronim. What do you have to do? You have to read the Chumash two times, the Parsha twice, and you have to read some type of a targum, some type of a translation or an explanation, which, as we said, Rashi's is one which is acceptable. So does it mean Shnai Mikra, the Echad Targum? You have to read the whole Parsha two times and only afterwards look at the Targum, let's say look at Rashi? Or is there, could be done Pasuk by Pasuk? So he says like this, it's a dispute. Yesh Omrim Sheyikra Kol Pasuk Beis Pa'amim, the Targum Alav. So you can just read a Pasuk and read it, repeat it, and then do the translation on it, which kind of makes sense if, let's say, you're learning Rashi. So this way you'll learn the Rashi on the Pasuk you just read. The Yeshem Shikra Kol Parsha Beis Pa'am and Be'achachach Targum. There are those that say, no, you have to actually read the whole Parsha in its entirety two times, then go back to the Targum. Ha'an Shikra Kol Parsha. However, the Magen Avraham, the Shar Tshuva, the Sadim Kedei Rishona. So there are numerous poskim that are of the opinion that you should do like the first opinion, namely that you should just go pasuk by pasuk. You read one, whatever the pasuk is, and read it a second time, and then you could look at the targum. Now, the Mechaber then continues and says the following scenario. He says that since Rashi is considered to be a targum, is considered to be a translation, what happens, we know that there sometimes is a pasuk which has a lot of Rashi, and sometimes there's not a Rashi to be found. So what do you do in that situation? If you choose that targum, you're going to choose Rashi as your targum, what do you do in the case that there's no Rashi? So the Mishnah Berurah tells us what to do. It says, V'alkein Yosef b'mashakari shnei pa'amim mikra v'echad perish Rashi. You can read it twice and then read the explanation of Rashi. V'osan psukim shenalehen perish Rashi. When it comes to a pasuk which does not have Rashi on it, yikra osan shalosh pa'amim. Then you'd have to read the pasuk a third time. Mishenu bar hachi shiyovin as perish Rashi. So you say, well, one second, what if I just don't know how to understand the translation of Rashi? And maybe there's no more English chumashim because maybe some people took them and didn't return them. Chas v'shalom. Roy Likros Beferish Perishat Torah Sheish B'losh Ashkenaz Bizmanenu. Then what you could do, Targum does not necessarily mean it has to be some intricate, difficult Perushim, but it just means a translation. And therefore, if a person does not have the ability to learn a Rashi or other Targum, so you can take an English Sefer and just read the English translation, and that would suffice as a Targum. Obviously, there's a lot more to discuss, and therefore we'll talk about it more next time.